Biberon.
Slashed and torn.
That was David Bowie with Under Pressure. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the GXYZ show. That was David Bowie. What was the name of that song? Pressure?
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure. Under Pressure.
You don't know Under Pressure? You have to know that song.
Well, this is the deal. So I know of the song. Obviously, like, I've heard of it. But when that first, the first, like, chord started, I was like, oh, my God, he accidentally played Ice Baby.
No, that's what they got it from.
I figured that out by the time the song was over. But...
yeah,
and
yeah.
If some of you guys remember, some of you older people, like that's probably like my age and older, remember back in the day.
You mean like me?
That Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
David Bowie sued Vanilla Ice because he stole that sample,
and he won.
And David Bowie won. That's all for you older heads out there.
Yes, so. Yes.
That's
yes,
an
yes.
Interesting pop culture fact. I didn't know that, but
yeah.
Vanilla Ice stole the sample to that song, mm-hmm. and David Bowie sued and won.
Well, stupidly, the thing is, you can sample a song, but you have to pay them for it. Obviously,
right? But of course, Vanilla Ice, he just took it at the time.
Yeah. Well, he's not the most talented guy in the world anyway. So, I mean, come on. He's from Dallas. That's embarrassing enough, right?
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Really? No,
you didn't know he was from Dallas? Oh my God, y'all are young. Yeah, he was from Dallas.
Well, I didn't know. I thought he was like from Idaho or something.
No, he is from Dallas. He said he grew up in the hood, but he grew up in Oak Cliff, South Oak Cliff, which is kind of the hood, I guess. Yeah, so he grew up there, and you know, he became who he is. But anyway, but yeah, I was like 14 when that song came out, the Ice Baby song. Anyway. But it was very, very popular. It was on the radio all the fucking time.
It was, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. And just people loved that song, but I don't know why, but whatever. Anyway, it is catchy. You got to admit, it is catchy. But only because they use that hook. That's the only reason. Mm-hmm. So This week we're talking about pop culture and what's going on in the world of gaydom. So if you're interested in following us, by the way, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can also go to what else were we on? Spreaker.com and also on iHeartRadio. Excuse me, no, we're not. Not yet. Sorry. No,
iTunes.
No, we're not. iTunes. Yes. Thank you.
So spoiled it.
My show is on iHeartRadio, by the way, if you want to go there, offlimitshow.com. But our show will be on there someday. Anyway, so let's talk about, first of all, Charlie Carver came out this week. Do you guys know who he is?
I have no clue.
Well, did you either? Did you ever watch Desperate Housewives?
Oh, yes. The little boys from Desperate Housewives.
The twins from Desperate Housewives. One of them. Yeah.
He just has like gay face. Is that
yeah. Oh, he does have gay face. Yes.
You know what I mean?
But I thought he was cute. He's very cute. Cute. And I'm sorry about that. Sure. And I certainly thought that, I thought he might be gay. You never know, but he is. So people who are interested, Charlie Carver came out as being gay. He's also on Teen Wolf, the series.
He's 27 years old.
Yeah, he's
Oh, he's the one. I saw pictures. Someone was talking about it online, and I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, before we move on, though, I forgot to even mention, I mean, the reason we played David Bowie's song is because David Bowie died this week yes. at 69 of cancer. He's been married to Iman for a very long time, but he's a notoriously famous bisexual. And has been openly bisexual when it was way before it was fashionable in the 80s. And he's a really cool guy. I was a really cool guy from what I've seen. I didn't know him personally, but very, you know, on the edge and very much about misfits and being on the outside of society. Yeah, I loved him for that. I mean, I wasn't crazy about his music in general, but I liked his oeuvre. You know what I mean? Like his essence.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, that's what I liked about him. So, bye, David Bowie. Thanks for being with us for a while, for 69 years. Also,
you will be missed.
Yes. You know who else is 69 years that should have died instead is Donald Trump, by the way.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Someone put that on their Facebook.
I know. I saw that. That's where I got it. I thought it was so funny.
I was just like, they was like, yeah, they should have took Donald Trump. If
you're going to take a 69-year-old, why didn't you take that one, right? Anyway, so let's talk about America's Top Model being picked up by VH1.
Yes, so VH1 has decided to pick up America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm. Now, it had been, I thought it was canceled, right, on the other network?
It was canceled on the CW. It was on the CW.
Okay.
It was canceled on the CW. Mm-hmm. VH1 has decided to pick it up. I'm not sure when it's going to air. It doesn't have any details as far as when it's going to air.
Yeah.
But it is going to be picked up by VH1. And they're still going to have the men versus women, I'm assuming, according to the article.
It's still Tyra Banks, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
See, so, what I don't understand is, like, why don't you just...
Tyra.
Why don't you just let the dead horse, like, just lay there? Like, quit beating the dead horse.
Because,
like, that's what I don't understand.
They can make money. They make money. They're going to continue to play it as long
yeah,
as...
Yeah, but you're kind of, like, tarnishing the legacy of that show.
Well,
you
that's
know
up
what
to
mean?
Her.
I feel like that... True, but I feel like that show should have been over like 4 years ago.
I've never watched that show. Do you know that? Never once.
I watched it heavily when it first came out, like back in, it started, it premiered in 2003.
Wow, it's that
and
old, huh?
I watched it heavily from 2003 till about 2008.
Yeah.
And then about 2008, I started getting kind of bored with it.
Well, you know, the last model that was so beautiful, he's gorgeous. That deaf guy, did you see him? Isn't that where he's
oh,
from?
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas or something?
I saw a clip of that season. I remember
that man is just physical perfection. Oh, my God. I mean,
and he's
beautiful.
Deaf?
He's deaf. Oh, my God. He's gorgeous. But he's not like the gorgeous, like, I mean, he's like almost painfully gorgeous in my opinion, but it's not the kind that's like so off-putting or intimidating because his personality is so sweet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's his beautiful, kind eyes, and he's just beautiful. Look
What's
him
his
up.
Name?
I'm gonna look him up right now. Continue to talk.
What's his name?
Nicholas or something like that. I'm gonna look him up.
So yeah, I mean, that's just kind of my opinion on that whole show. I mean, good for them. They continue to do the show. One of my favorites that's come off that show and has actually done
his name
really
is
well
sorry.
For
his name is Nile DeMarco. NYLE.
Oh, okay. I see him. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. Not don't look at that picture on the one that comes up on Google first. Look at a different one. Go ahead.
One of my favorites that's come off that show that's actually had a really good career. She was on there, I want to say, like 2 years ago. It was Winnie Harlow. She's the one that had vitiligo.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah.
She's stunning. I was at the Naomi Campbell fashion show in New York last year. And when she turned that corner, she came around that the runway, and I literally gagged in my seat. It was like gagging for her.
She is stunning. Really, really pretty. She actually did a thing on 2020's what's that thing they do, the behind the cameras thing. What the hell is it called? What would you do? You know. And she came in there, and she was like somebody sitting next to somebody in a salon, and the person next to her to act like, you know, ooh, I can't be around her because I could get germs or whatever, you know. And so they're talking about the fact people with vitiligo have to deal with that kind of thing. So, but she's really cool. Yeah, really cool. Well, anyway, yeah. So that's coming back. Well, good for people who like to watch that show. I'm not one who really cares that much about it, but good for you.
At least Tyra got another job after that terrible talk show they did.
I thought that her talk show was...
No. I'm not talking about the Tyra talk show.
Oh, what?
I'm talking about the new talk show they came out with this year, Fab Life.
I never even heard of it.
Don't waste
time. I didn't even know
she already quit. Exactly. First problem. Her and Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen was on it?
Oh, I heard about that.
No, don't watch it.
I didn't know that the show was already out.
It's already out and it's almost over. It's not good. Yeah, she quit. She quit doing that. But her production company still is producing the show, but she was a host on it. It's very like The Real meets like HGTV meets like 99 Cent Store.
Oh.
Like they're trying to be like really modern and fashionable, but like at dirt cheap, affordable prices. But like,
it's kind of hard to do that.
With Chrissy Teigen and Tyra Banks, you guys don't do that. And Chrissy Teigen, I'm sorry, she comes off like a total bitch on that show.
Isn't she though?
But she is, though.
Yeah.
And I see that now. Yeah. I never saw her in that way. I know. I genuinely never saw her that way.
Well, but when a few months ago, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and it was Chrissy Teigen and somebody else.
I saw that, yes.
And she was a complete bitch on there.
She was. She was kind of like,
she seems like an arrogant, nose to the sky, like will not be nice to you kind of girl. They were the specific thing that she said that really rubbed me the wrong way. It was her and the chef. You know how on those type of shows they have like the chef or whatever and they cook something and they like blah blah blah. So it was her and the chef, and he was talking about how he's created this cookbook that's curated of like all this international food, and it's all like in this cookbook that you can make like these meals at home with and blah blah blah, like things that you can get at the grocery store. And she was like, well, I think this is such a great idea that you get did a cookbook like this, because most people won't be able to travel the world like me and you get to. So this is a really good way for them to experience it. I'm like, bitch, do you realize how unrelatable you just sounded?
Well, you know, though, I have to say she is a bit – I mean, when I saw her on Watch What Happens Live, she is a bit like that, kind of inaccessible, you know?
But
I mean,
also to say something like that, it sounds like she didn't have any media training before –
Maybe she doesn't give a shit. She probably just doesn't care.
Or that too, but if I was on a network and I got hired on by the network, I would think the network would make her go through media training before they would hire her.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But again, I don't know.
She came off like a fake ass bitch the whole damn time. Like a bitch trying to be really, really nice on TV. And it didn't work because I saw right through that shit.
That's the thing. Most people do see through that shit, so it's cool.
Yeah, and that's why the show's not doing well. I mean, it's just not. There's no chemistry
there.
It's the wrong people.
But they predicted that the show wouldn't do good before it even premiered. I thought it was going to come out like sometime this year.
But even when they
initially brought this up, you know, they were saying that they were worried the show wouldn't do too well. So there you go.
Well, you know, one thing that is doing well is Patti LaBelle's pies and desserts.
Yes.
Yes.
Patty.
Patty.
I heard she's
shout out to Patti LaBelle, honey.
I heard she's coming out with some more stuff.
But she said she was on Watch What Happens Live too, and she said I've got two more recipes of mine I'm coming out with, but I don't eat them. They're just for everybody else to eat.
Well, because I told you guys, diabetic. One slice of patty pie was like 445 calories.
Well, yeah, but it's probably really good.
That's just dessert in general.
Have either of you even had her pies yet?
No,
I have not.
I haven't either.
It's good, but
I haven't either. I've actually been completely avoiding anything like that. So
I don't really, and I don't want this to sound unrelatable or
I don't like sweets.
No, I fuck with sweets. I'm a thick girl. No, I don't really venture out to Walmart that often. So I just haven't really had the opportunity to pick up a petty pie.
Gotcha. I wouldn't even, but the thing is, I wouldn't even think about it. It's just not something that's on my radar. But I just wondered if either of you tried it. I would like to try one, at least just to say I tried it, but we'll see how good it really is. Because, you know, things can be hyped to death and really not be that great. Mm-hmm. Which, how good can it really be? Can it really be that good?
I mean, it must have been good enough. Just so like it made $2 million.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the fun of it.
I think it was just the fun of like looking for it and everyone seeing like who could find it first. You know what I mean? Like it's just more of like the movement. No one wants to be left out of the movement. It's kind of like the lottery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. Right. Speaking of the lottery, but go ahead.
I haven't said what two additional desserts.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Girl.
Okay. Jump in his transition.
So we're gonna have our segue, okay? But no, so she's coming out with a pound cake.
Right. Gross. That was one of them, yes.
And she's coming out with a caramel cake. The pound cake's going to sell for $7. A caramel cake.
Oh, sorry. You say it different than I say it. Okay.
Caramel.
Caramel.
I say caramel. You say caramel. But that must just be because you're from somewhere else. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm not from Texas.
I know. We text and say things weird. Go ahead.
So the sweet potato pie is currently selling for $4. The pound cake is going to sell for $7. And the caramel cake is going to sell for $14. And it starts January 18th.
Now, that's a cake, though, not a pie.
It's a cake.
And pound cake's easy to make. It's cheap. It's simple. So I can understand why the other cake may cost more.
But $14 for a caramel cake, well.
That's not much for a cake.
The caramel cake.
The thing is, I want to know how fresh her pies and her cakes are. How fresh are these?
They're made in a warehouse. They ain't that fresh. She probably got filled to the brim with preservatives.
Well, I want to know. I actually want to find a label and read it on the air. Let me see if I can find one on the air.
You don't want to read that label.
Yes, I do.
Okay, the caramel cake actually looks pretty good. Now, this pound cake, I'm not too sure about. It looks like they just got like a yellow spud.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you can always get that kind of stuff at those kind of like grocery stores and bakeries. They always have pound cakes. So what's the difference?
Just because it has her fucking name on it.
Now but she actually says though. Really... She actually says that the sweet potato pie recipe actually came from her hairstylist Norma Gordon Harris. It's not her recipe, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
wow.
But yeah, this pound cake looks like a sponge with vanilla icing on top. The caramel cake looks a little bit more intriguing, a little bit more attractive, a little bit more appetizing. Like, oh, I'll try that. The pound cake, no, it looks kind of gross to me. But I will try.
I don't know about them. I don't know if those caramel cakes will sell at $14 at Walmart.
Actually,
that
to
is
me,
kind of pricey for Walmart.
That's pricey for Walmart. I'm just saying.
But $7 is $7 is cheap for a pie. I mean, to me, it is.
We're not talking about the pie. No. We're talking about the cake. $14 cake.
Yeah, we talk about the $14 cake.
Well, even the cake. That's how much do you spend on a cake? I spend like $20 on a cake.
No, what we're saying is for Walmart and that type of atmosphere, that's expensive.
Well, I don't know from that. Okay.
Oh, because you don't go to Walmart either. You don't go to Walmart either, is what you're saying. Okay, Christy Teigen.
I'm just saying. I don't understand. I mean, to me, I mean, if you go to, I'm not, okay, this is going to sound unrelatable as you put it, but if you go to Whole Foods, I mean, it costs like $25 or $20
for
it.
Yeah, that's
Whole
Foods.
But that's Whole Foods. Exactly. It's Whole Foods.
But I'm asking you, the thing is this, though. That's what I'm trying to get at, though, is that how different can a sweet potato, or excuse me, a caramel cake at Walmart be than a caramel cake at Whole Foods? A cake is a fucking cake. So if they're the same
not
fucking cake.
It depends what type of ingredients they use.
That's what I'm trying to find on here is what the ingredients.
It depends if it's made fresh in the store. Clearly, I know this isn't made fresh in the store, but
no.
A lot, you know, most Whole Foods, they make a lot of their desserts like in the store.
They do. I mean, they make them, not all of them, but the ones at the, you know.
And I mean, it's just like they use better quality ingredients at the Whole Foods.
And organic usually, not always, but usually yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I can't find it anywhere. The pound cake looks good. That looks really good.
Really? Okay, well, then I just have a shitty picture because the one I'm looking at.
Is it the one with the white icing on top?
Yeah, it looks like.
It looks delicious.
It looks like someone came on it.
Literally.
It's called icing, you creep.
Gay podcast. You just said podcast and icing on top. Or not podcast. You just said pound cake and icing in the same sentence.
didn't even occur to me because I don't have that kind of mind. Anyway,
you're so relatable, Donovan. You're so
it just looked like someone just shot all over.
Well, okay. Why is that a bad thing anyway? So whatever. Okay. But no, I like
cake by the pound over here.
I like pound cake and I like caramel cakes. I'm gonna try them if I ever get a chance to. So anyway, all right. So can we move on now, or are we done?
Sure. Okay.
Go ahead with the segue.
Yeah, let's go with the segue about.
I forgot what it was now because I had a good one too, and I forgot.
I can say it. I can say
it was about lottery. We were talking about the lottery.
He was like, everyone wants a
Super Bowl. Oh, the lottery.
Exactly.
Yes. Hold on. I got a segue from the pound cake to this.
Okay.
You know, if you want this pound cake, you could win the lottery.
That's no,
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 no. But you said, no,
I just came up with
everybody wants it. You said everybody wants it. It's like everyone wants to win the lottery. There you go.
Okay. Speaking
Boom.
Of the lottery,
like they want this pound cake.
Speaking of, well, I know what I was going to say. Now I remember what I was going to say. It wasn't really a segue. It was a comment. What I was going to say about the lottery is a friend of mine on Facebook, he posted, he's like, okay, people, can't you do the math? You know, how stupid do you have to buy a ticket? And I'm like, it's not about buying the ticket. But the way I said it was, well, I like to buy those dosh darn tickets because, you know, it's lots of fun for us little red, you know, morons out here. Anyway, because I was being facetious. But I mean, to me, it's just fun, right? I mean, it's not like you really think you're necessarily going to win. It's really unlikely. But someone has to win, right? So,
but why was he so like?
He was just saying do the math. It's like, you know, 1 in 200 and whatever million.
We know that, people.
Thank
we
you. That's that. What I said. I'm like, I know that, but
it's mainly for the fun.
It's just the fun, exactly. It's gambling. It's just like you go to the fucking casino and you put a dollar bill on a machine. Exactly. You're probably gonna lose it, but you may win something back. So exactly. It's the same
what
thing.
Wrong with him?
I don't know. He's just like that. Anyway, so Canadians and Mexicans are now crossing the border to cash in on the Powerball ticket.
They are. So there was this story that came out today, and now since, you know, no one won the Saturday Powerball, it went up to $1.3 billion. Mm-hmm. They are saying that now, since it's reached the billions, they have Canadians as well as Mexicans crossing the border buying Powerball tickets. Now, I did some research on this because I thought that in order to be a Powerball winner, to claim the money, you have to be a U.S. citizen.
I don't think so.
Turns out that's not the case.
No.
So I'm just like, that. You know what really fucking suck?
What?
If somebody from Canada or Mexico won all that fucking money.
Wouldn't suck for people from Mexico, especially because they could buy a whole fucking city with that much money down there. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean,
but
what?
I'm thinking to myself, I was like, that would truly be some bullshit if, you know, everybody in the U.S. is trying to buy this ticket and somebody from Canada wins that shit.
Yeah, it would suck to me, but is it $1.3 billion is what you said?
Yes, it's $1.3 billion, but someone said it's up to $1.5 billion, so it's a billion regardless.
I was trying to see. So if you get the cash value, you only get about $625 million.
I'll take
that.
What is
that, like after taxes?
Yeah, after taxes and the cash value. If you get the cash value, meaning you get it all at once as opposed to payments over time, and that's after taxes and everything, yeah. So that's hilarious. I mean,
I'll take
when,
that.
But when you want it in installments over time,
depends how old you are. If you're old, you don't want it that way.
Yeah, if you're old,
but then you're also just gonna have. You said $600 million.
$624 million.
You're gonna have $600 million sitting in your bank. I mean, I guess that's fine.
That's gonna draw interest. Hello.
Hello.
And
duh.
If you invest, it's gonna be even more money. You can
pass
double
that
it.
Money off yeah. To- the next person mm-hmm. or their spouse or children. Or
I personally think I'd rather have, even though I'm not that old yet, I think I'd rather have the money all at once because I could do more with it than just having, I think the payments would probably be like 20 or 20 million a year or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with that.
No, no. I need all of it once because you could buy a fucking huge mansion.
Yeah, your net worth.
You can
true,
do all your shit.
True.
Plus, you can double that money if you invest it properly.
Right. See, you know what? I'd rather take my money all at once, too, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if I'm waiting on a check to come, I don't want to be sitting there waiting like, okay, when is my check going to hit my deposit? When is this 20 million going to hit? No, I want my money all at once.
I don't think you'd be worried about that, though, dude.
Because I don't want to be Jason. The millionaire in Walmart just trying to buy some shit and my card is declining because this shit ain't hit my checking account yet.
I think you'd be worried.
And then
because you already spent the other two.
That's what
exactly,
I'm saying.
Exactly. So we can't have that happening.
But you also know if you have the money Well, I guess either way, you could have, you can get yourself an American Express Black card, and you could buy anything you want anyway. So you can, that'll tide you over, Jason, while you're waiting for your next
check.
But
you know
what?
I think American Express, they'll probably give me a black card if they know I'm the winner, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Just give it to me.
You're going
to
have a problem, so don't worry about it.
Oh, and FYI, there's only 200 people, I think a little bit over 200 people in the entire world that has an Amex Black card.
No, it has to be more than that. Seriously, 200?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit over
200. Where did you hear that statistic?
I looked it up online. I don't know how to look. I looked it up on. I thought it was a legitimate website.
I mean, it could be true. I'm just saying. It seems like it has to be more than that because it's like almost every celebrity I know and fucking housewives and shit have them. So it couldn't be more than 200.
No, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of celebrities and millionaires who do not have black cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them use them though. I'm holding my black card out, and you know. Whatever.
Now I remember when years ago when Atlanta Housewives came on, Kim was shopping at Candy's boutique.
She was,
and she pulled out a black card, and Candy was like, "Hell, I don't even have a black card." And that type of thing. But at the time, I was trying to figure out how the fuck did Kim get a black card?
That wasn't hers. It was Big Papa's card.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's only a handful of people who have black cards, and they are like. Mm-hmm. Royalty to American Express, okay?
Oh, why the way? They are, and they should be because they spend
so much
money.
I mean, they literally get anything they want.
By the way, speaking of Housewives real quick, to just segue into this real quick, you know, Sheree's house, you know, Chateau Sheree.
Yeah.
And then Kenya's little manor, Kenya's manor, whatever, Moore Manor.
The house in the ditch.
Moore Manor, yes. So they had a bet, if you watch the show, they had a bet that they would finish it before Christmas. Who would finish with their house before Christmas? Mm-hmm. And neither one had finished their house. Both their houses are still not done yet.
But see, even when she made that bet, I was like, Kenya, you sure? Because I'm like, that's kind of close.
Well, that was probably earlier in the year, you know, before we saw it. But if she had 6 months, that's plenty of time to do what she was going to do to that house. Mm-hmm. But I guess she didn't. I don't know what happened. But anyway, just FYI. So let's talk about Beyonce at the Super Bowl with Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Yes. Okay. So they have confirmed that Beyonce, Coldplay, and Bruno Mars are performing at the halftime Super Bowl.
Together?
I'm assuming so. Here's my issue.
Yeah, all together. Coldplay is supposed to be the headliner, and there'll be like, you know, little guest performances here and there.
Beyonce has a song. I'm sorry. I just want to say Beyonce sings on a song on Coldplay's album, but go ahead.
Okay, so here's the issue that I have with this whole halftime show. Coldplay, I'm not a huge fan of.
Love them. Both of you bitches hate them, but I love them. Go on. Because I'm old. Go on.
Beyonce, I feel like she was just there like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And Bruno Mars, I just do not connect with whatsoever. Like, here's the thing. A lot of people love Bruno Mars.
I don't either.
I don't know. And I'm like, what in the hell do y'all see in
him? He reminds me of a little chihuahua or something.
I cannot connect to any of his music. The only thing that he recently came out with that I was partially interested in was Uptown Funk, and I think the only reason I got interested in that because someone did a dance routine to it at some high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed that more than
as everyone probably did. So. Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like just this lineup is boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, because with Beyonce, it's like we're starting to see too much of her. Well, we've been seeing too much.
I haven't seen too much of her. I've never seen the bitch, so.
Coldplay has some good songs, but I'm just not a fan like that. And then Bruno Mars,
thing about Coldplay is, I mean, they're going to appeal to a very broad audience, you know, old people, young people, whatever. And Beyonce is obviously Beyonce, so everybody loves, you know, see her perform, I guess. But Bruno Mars, I guess people like him, but I'm like, whatever, the same as you, Jason. But to me, I don't like the fact they're doing like these three big people at the same time. Mm-hmm. They need like one headliner.
Yeah, I honestly think Taylor Swift would have been a better fit.
I'm surprised she hasn't even done it yet, though.
Yeah, I think she's ready. It'll definitely be with her next record. But I definitely think after the success that she had last year and how big her album was and mm-hmm. how so many people love her and families and young and old, I just felt like, you know, and her production value is really strong.
It is.
So I just felt like she could have done a really, really good show. I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't her.
Mm. Yeah, and the thing with that also is that if Beyonce is going to perform, give us a hell of a performance. Do not just get up on there and sing some old ass songs. I don't want to hear no Bootylicious. That shit is over 10 years old. I do
she'll
not want to hear.
She'll sing the Coldplay song. She'll sing the she'll song sing, of Coldplay. It'll be like a minute.
But
thing
it's Beyonce. But it's Beyonce. She, you know, Beyonce go throw some of her
She'll probably do a medley of her music plus what the song is with Coldplay.
But do not perform Bootylicious. That shit. Do not really Beyonce. Don't perform any fucking.
But that's
thing
really
that's
more
over.
Destiny's Child,
old.
Isn't it? Isn't that Destiny's Child? Or is that Beyonce's song?
That's Destiny's Child. But come on now.
Yeah.
You know they go. Have her ass up on stage and then put her vocals in the background.
Okay.
So I'm just like, Beyonce, I don't want to see you shaking and gyrating to some 15-year-old song, okay? So,
well, yeah.
Beyonce, I need you to
sit down
and
have a seat.
I need you to have a seat.
Well, you know what I don't want to see again is the Golden Globes from this year. We're so boring. And the good thing is I always record the award shows now. And then if I see somebody on there I want to watch, then I watch them. I skip through everything else. So that's what I did. I didn't even listen to the monologues or any of that shit. So
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. And there's a good part with Jennifer Lawrence and also Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer, who are just hysterical.
Whom I love.
Amy Schumer. I'm obsessed with Amy Schumer.
Well,
I've been
obsessed with her for 3 years because I've been watching her show. Have you been watching her show?
Yeah, it comes from Comedy Central.
I've seen everything she's ever done.
Did you watch it just starting this last year or before that?
Starting this last year.
See, I'm a bigger fan. That's what I thought. Anyway, I'm saying I was a fan before she was famous. But anyway, what I'm going to say is that she and Jennifer Lawrence did a little routine or whatever. It was kind of cute. But the thing is, they were up for the same award as, I think, Best Female in Comedy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Lawrence beat her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Amy Schumer should have won.
Oh, I definitely thought Amy Schumer should have won.
Because she wrote that shit.
Yeah, and the reason that they're being paired up together so much right now is because they're working on a new movie together.
Right, I know.
So they're kind of about to be like the new Tina Fey, Amy Poehler kind of combo. So they've been working on a lot of stuff together, which is exciting. I think they have nice chemistry, and it's like a good balance between them. You know what I mean? It kind of makes Jennifer Lawrence a little bit more relatable. And I think Jennifer Lawrence is like, up in the fucking clouds.
Okay, well, let's talk about the reporter thing. But first, before we do, I had read something that said, and I think I agreed with this, that she's in danger of becoming like the next Anne Hathaway, where people just don't like her because she keeps, you know, winning and she's kind of unrelatable or whatever. So let's listen to what happened with her and the reporter real quick.
How do you feel for the, how do you see yourself for the Oscars
night? You can't live
your
whole life behind your phone, bro.
Huh?
You're just not gonna. We can't do that. You gotta live in the now.
Oh, sorry.
You know?
How do you see yourself for the Oscar night? And how was
we're
working
at the Golden Globes? If you put your phone down, you'd know that.
And how was working with Edgar Ramirez?
Working with Edgar was wonderful. He is so sweet. He's great. A terrific actor. I mean, doing scenes with him is phenomenal. He really helped me with Spanish, but all of it's gone now. But I loved working with Edgar. When we had our reading together, it was, you know, we read with so many amazing actors, and the moment Edgar left, we were like, that's the one.
Okay. So what did y'all think about that?
Well, initially, I was turned off by that just because it seemed like an over obvious attempt to try to be funny. It didn't seem like
she was trying to be funny, and I think,
but it, like in a bitchy way,
right?
Have you guys seen those BuzzFeeds? And it's like 29 times your favorite actresses were sassy to reporters.
No,
and it's like how they respond to like sexist questions or things like that, and they're always like really funny and witty. And I think that was like an attempt to try to make one of those lists, but it really came out just rude,
just bitchy,
and kind of hateful. Yeah, I just, you know, I just didn't think it was respectful in the slightest. I thought his question definitely maybe not have been super valid. Obviously he knew he was at the Golden Globes, and his question was, now that you've won the Golden Globe, how are you feeling towards the Oscars? Because typically whoever wins at the Golden Globes typically wins at the Oscars.
Yes.
You know, if I were her, I probably would have played the question off like, you know, I'm humbled to be here at the Golden Globes. You know, obviously it's a huge honor. I'm really focused on
this
right now.
Well, that's the classy way to handle it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it definitely could have been handled. You know, you're doing press. You know,
right.
You know.
Plus, the guy, it wasn't his first language either. And right. I read
that's probably why he was looking at his phone so he could.
That's
read
what
the
I
question.
Read. Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah,
what
and if
doing.
You watch the video and you look at her facial expression, she's very rude. She gives him a dirty look. She kind of like snarls up her lips, and when she says like, "Well, you know, if you weren't on your phone, we were at the Golden Globes," you know, that kind of thing. I just, you know, it's just distasteful to me. I think it's unrelatable. You know, I've mentioned before when you talk about award show stuff, these actors and actresses, they work so hard to get to this point in their career. And I think that at some point, like, you have to remain grounded and remember where you are. You know what I mean? Like, you are at the Golden Globes. That's like the height of being an actress. You know, you're a working actress. You're a serious actress. At some point, you've got to, like, just appreciate that. You know yeah. what I mean? Is that wrong?
No, but I also think...
I just think it's like a bit out of touch with reality.
Well, I also think, though, that when you are that famous and you get to that level of fame and that level of accomplishment in your career, I think that you've, for so long, sort of, you've had to sort of squelch some part of your personality just to be able to get there. Because in order for the public to like you, you can't always be a completely real person. I mean, some people are, but I mean, she has to be nice and, you know, accommodating, da-da-da-da. I think maybe she's at the point where she doesn't give a fuck anymore, which is probably not good for her future, but I think she just doesn't care. I mean, she's like that moment.
Well, yeah, but if you pick up an image, like, but the thing is, it's like, bad, in Hollywood, yes. It's to fix up a reputation that, exactly. You know, if she's promoting a movie and a reporter asks her a question she doesn't like, she's going to give a nasty answer and then no one's going to go see the movie. That's not what people want.
No, but you know, like, if you
were, as far as Hollywood goes.
And this is not the situation here, but let's say, like, and I'm not saying this is the situation here at all, but I'm saying, like, if you are famous or any of us are famous and keep getting all these people coming at us with the same fucking questions all the fucking time, and right. How do you answer it differently and make it something different or special? And I think maybe that's maybe what she was trying to do also, trying to make it something more, I don't know, just interesting and lighter. I don't know, lighter and like,
well,
it failed.
She failed at it.
Yeah, she did fail, absolutely. But I think that maybe that was her attempt at, like he said, humor. So, but I still like her as an actress. I did. We actually saw Joy over the weekend.
Was she funnier than Amy Schumer?
No, it wasn't a comedy. I don't know why they put it in the comedy category, because it's not funny. I mean, it's funny, just not funny, haha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I
So, but it's a true story. It's a true story. That's probably why she won, because she was portraying someone else who became mm-hmm. successful. But it was okay. But I definitely preferred Trainwreck to that movie, of course, yes.
But no, but just that whole thing with Jennifer Garner, I'm just like...
Jennifer
Lawrence.
Well, whatever. I didn't watch it.
But one woman was married to Ben Affleck.
Well, I don't follow...
They all look the same to you, don't they, Jason?
Well, no, honestly, these two actresses, I just don't follow because I'm not interested in either one, honestly. Uh-huh. But whatever she said, I was just like, if I was a reporter, that shit would have went completely different.
So
if I was the one asking the question.
Let's talk about your favorite shows on TV you're watching now and what you like.
Ooh, well, lots of new shows premiered, like winter shows premiered. I absolutely loved the new Jennifer Lopez show.
Before we talk about that, Cookie, by the way, I love that she won, that Taraji P. Henson won. Uh-huh. Love that, handing out cookies. That was hilarious. Continue.
Yes, the new Jennifer Lopez show, Shades of Blue on NBC, was actually really, really good.
Jennifer Lopez.
So props to her for being an executive producer on it and starring on it. She is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I love seeing her in that character. I really like that. Also, the new American Idol, I watched that. That was pretty cute. There's some cute people on there, even though nobody else watches that show anymore. So.
I watched the first one. I haven't watched the second one yet. Yeah.
What else has come out? Obviously, Love and Hip Hop New York, mm-hmm. you know, for our reach at least. That's really good. I'm obsessed with Cardi B and Mariah Lynn. So
are y'all going to watch The Real Housewives of Potomac?
I am. It looks interesting. I'm going to give it a chance.
I'm going to watch it too. I watch every single franchise, even watch Miami and DC. So I don't care how bad it is. I watch it all the way through.
You really try to.
I really watch everything, okay? Every single Housewives show I watch.
DC
so,
was a complete disaster.
Oh, it was. It was horrible. But I'm gonna give it a chance to see what it's like. So we'll see if I like it or not. I watch the shows I watch, of course, are different. But first of all, you probably don't watch Girls. You don't watch Girls, do you?
I do.
You watch Girls? Oh, my God. Yep. I love Girls. You know, I actually had never seen it. And everybody I know watches it or whatever, and I just had never for some reason watched it. And one time I tried to watch the first episode like 2 or 3 years ago, and I was like, I don't like this. So I just stopped watching it. But then like over the past 6 weeks, like 6 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I sat down, I literally watched the first one and literally watched all six seasons in 2 or 3 days. So I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah, I didn't start catching on the girls. Actually, a friend told me about it. And I didn't start watching Girls until like maybe season 3.
Yeah.
But when I did catch on to when I first watched, even though I watched one episode of season 3, I was like, oh my God, I love this. And I went back to season 1 and watched from the beginning.
It was good.
Love it.
It's a really good show. So if you haven't seen Girls, definitely check it out. Have you ever watched it before, Christian?
I did. I have seen it once upon a time.
Yeah, he's too
young. Not long ago, I was a hoe.
And I'm a mini. You know what else I'm excited for? Younger. Do you guys watch that show, Younger?
No. What is
that?
I've
heard of it.
Okay. So Younger stars my girl, Hilary Duff. And she's not the main character. She's like the supporting character. So essentially what it's about. And it kind of sounds
always
corny,
a supporting
but it's
character?
Actually...
Continue.
It's actually really good.
Younger.
So the basic synopsis is, what was that?
Younger, right?
Yes, called Younger on TV Land. Uh-huh. The basic synopsis is it's about this 40-something-year-old woman who is going through a divorce, but she's been like a stay-at-home mom for the last 10 years with her kids. Mm-hmm. And she's like works in like book publishing and PR and marketing and that kind of thing. So she lives in the burbs. And she ends up getting a divorce and she can't get a job because all the like PR marketing jobs are all like young girls. So she goes to New York and she goes in an interview and she lies about her age and she says like she's in her older 20s because she does. Like she looks healthy. She looks good. So she ends up getting the job. So her daughter ends up going to like Brazil or something to do like some sort of like biblical work or like missionary work. So it's the main synopsis of the story is she moves to Manhattan. She's lying about her age. She picks up a boyfriend, basically about her new life in New York as like reliving her life as like a 20-something-year-old, but with like the knowledge of a 40-something-year-old.
Right. I so actually know what show you're talking about. I thought it was canceled. I know it's still on. It still comes on.
No, the new season's about to come on, and they've already been confirmed for a third season.
Wow. And it's on what channel?
On TV Land.
Well, I don't even know what channel that is. Okay. Is that the one that used to play all the old shows, TV Land?
Yes, like Mama's Family Family. And...
I don't even know what channel that is, but okay, I'll look
it up. Well, they have new shows now. Okay.
Okay.
And it's really good. It's called Younger, and Hilary Duff is on the show, and it's awesome.
There was a really good show on Hulu. I don't know if you have Hulu, but...
Actually, Younger's on Hulu. You can
it's on Hulu?
Starting
okay.
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
I'll check out the first episode, see if I can stand it. Casual.
Oh, you know who else is in it? Madonna's friend. That one...
Debbie Mazar?
Yes. Oh. She's one of the main characters in it, too.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, anyway. Casual.
No, not selling pitch.
That was some underlining shade. Yeah.
There's a show called Casual. It's on Hulu. It's really good. It's more for the people who are more mature in the world, but it's good. It's got lots of sex and lots of new stuff, but it's fun. Anyway, it's a good show. And then there's a show called Shameless. I've watched for season after season after season. Love that show.
Is that good? I've seen previews for it.
Shameless, yes. If you decide to watch it, it's one of those shows you need to watch from the beginning to see all the bullshit they go through because it's really good. It's like one of those shows that takes you for a ride every season, every show, whatever. What else? What else am I watching this season? I don't know. Downton Abbey. What else am I watching? All of the freaking Bravo shows, of course. I don't know.
I need to them bring back Blood, Sweat, and Heels on
Vanderpump Rules. I watch that. Blood, Sweat, and Heels. I never watched that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't into it either.
I love Blood, Sweat, and Heels, but okay.
Bravo shows are like hit or miss for me. You know what I mean?
Depends on the show, yeah. It totally depends on the show. Like some of them, like the stupid Under Deck, I don't watch that. And like, you know, and some.
I don't watch that either.
The thing is for me, and I think it's for anybody, you have to have some sort of redeeming quality and value of your personality in order for me to like you and want to watch you every week. So, and a lot of these people just don't. And I'm like, no. So I just don't watch those
shows. But lately, Bravo has just been like kicking out all these new shows that, you know, like.
They're trying to find a new hit.
Oh, Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is really good. I watch that show. I watch that. That's good. That's on
Broadway. As long as they don't ever bring back, what's that show, Most Eligible Dallas?
No.
That show sucked.
Well, it wasn't just Most Eligible Dallas. It was A-List Dallas and Most Eligible Dallas. There were two of them, remember?
They both sucked.
Yeah, they did.
I watched a little bit of Most Eligible Dallas. It sucked. A-List Dallas sucked even more. They didn't bring them back because they said it didn't. Bravo, I had an official statement and said they were not bringing the shows back due to low ratings.
Well, so they sucked. And they, well, just, duh. The people suck.
And then I later found out.
How many Bravo shows actually stick around? Literally like four of them.
That's not true. That's not true.
And then I heard that allegedly the people that were on A-List Dallas were not even from Dallas. They were like actors from like out of state. And
they weren't actors. Okay, first of all, I know. I know one of the people on there.
Honestly, that show was on like 5 years ago.
His name was James Doyle on that show. He was really from Dallas. I mean, he was from Oklahoma, but he lived in Dallas or whatever. And he lived here and everything else. That's not true. And also Courtney Kerr, who's now on the radio 102.9 or some shit. I don't know her, but she was from Dallas. And so, I mean, these people were from here. It's just that the show, the people they got were just, they sucked. And there was nothing A-List about them or Most Eligible about them either.
That's what I was saying. So I'm like, I could have been on this fucking
show. Exactly. Especially the one with James on it was A-List Dallas. They were so not A-List. They were all like Z-List people. And they hadn't even established themselves or anything. So it's like, it was so whatever. But yeah, anyway, I agree with you. Those shows sucked. But I'm still looking forward to having the Dallas Housewives show coming. I'm interested to see what that's going to be like when it comes out in the fall or winter.
You know,
or whatever.
People are already making a big deal about that.
It's Dallas. Of course they are.
Well, because they're saying that, you know, Texas is more of like a melting pot when it comes to races. And
what?
Somehow,
who said that?
I'm just repeating what I've been hearing. Not
I'm saying
online.
That's bullshit.
Because they're saying that the entire cast is white. They don't have any Hispanic people.
And that is exactly how it should be, because that's how Dallas is. It's all about the white people, the rich people.
But honestly, but yeah, there needs to be a Gabrielle Solis type character on there.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, Jason. I'm just saying that it's a proper representation of what people in Dallas are like and what they want to see and who's most important in Dallas. It's never the minorities here. I'm telling you, Dallas is such a fucking racist city. Who the fuck said that's a fucking liar? Whatever.
I mean, it would have been nice to see maybe one, you know, Hispanic woman.
Of course, Hispanic, a black chick.
One black woman.
But you know what?
Asian woman. I'm okay with that.
But you know what I noticed, though? Like, the highest end realtors, I noticed this years ago. In Dallas, you sell million-dollar homes, whatever, whatever. They never, ever have a black man or a black woman on staff. Never. They have Hispanic people. They have Asian people. They have white people. But they never have a black person. I think that's really racist. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, it is.
I mean, is it because rich people don't want to buy a house from a black person? I mean, I don't understand. That's so stupid. I mean, what is that? I mean, that's so dumb. Anyway, but I'm just saying it's just symptomatic. I'm saying the fact they only have white people on the show is symptomatic of the issues we have here in Dallas with race, which we still have today. So, bullshit. Whatever. I'm sorry I get pissed off about shit like that. I hate racist motherfuckers. Anyway, but speaking of Dallas, though, Dallas has always been very much about money. And we've talked about this before, but a lot about money and image and everything else. And so for me, the show, what's scary about the show is, did they actually pick people, first of all, who actually have money, which I think they did. People who actually have some sort of social standing in Dallas, which I think they did. And except that
half and half.
Except that one chick, that fucking chick from that show, I hated her.
I'd say half and half.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm glad, because I really want to see a show where we have people like Beverly Hills on there, not people like from, you know, I don't know, New Jersey or whatever. So
I would say it's probably not going to be as elevated as Beverly Hills.
Oh.
But I'd say probably like somewhere in the Atlanta range, like people that are like good looking, like
that's just coming like up. They're,
that's just what?
That's just come up, though. I mean, it's people just coming up. That's yeah. That's not established to me.
You
need
no...
to live in a big ass mansion on Straight Lane, and then I will take you seriously.
And then
The thing about Dallas is, though, a lot of people that are really wealthy like that, they come from like long lines of wealth.
Old families that don't want to be on TV.
Yeah, the last thing they're going to do is going to go on fucking reality TV.
I'm already aware of this, and I agree with you. However, that does not change the fact that I still want to see that kind of person on the fucking show. That's what I want to see, because that's what's interesting to me. Not these people who are just like, you know, new money, nouveau riche people. I don't want to see that shit. It's boring to me. Right. What were you going to say, Jason? Sorry.
No, I was just saying that most of these people, I don't know, I'm not sure why they're calling it the Real Housewives of Dallas, because we're already pretty sure that most of these women don't even live in the city of Dallas.
They live in Dallas.
So,
from what I saw,
live like in Tarrant County.
Nuh-uh.
Or I wouldn't be surprised if someone lives in, you know, Frisco. Or
well, that could be, I guess.
You'll get McKinney. A Frisco. Yeah, there's a Frisco on Does there.
You, I, that pisses me off, too, when they say Frisco is Dallas, because it's not Dallas. It's not Dallas.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's like the burbs. It's the burbs.
It's not even the burbs of Dallas. It's another fucking county. And it's not even a burb has to be connected to the city, and it's not even connected anywhere near Dallas. Bullshit. I hate that, because Frisco, McKinney, Allen, Plano, all that shit, those are not suburbs of Dallas. They are suburbs of whatever their fucking
suburbs or other suburbs.
Yes, basically. It's just not the same. Anyway, okay, so you have anything else you want to talk about before we go, y'all?
No, thank you so much for the suburban knowledge, though. I appreciate it.
I do. I want to add on something.
Yes, please do.
Oh, no, I don't. We already talked about it. Never mind.
Oh my god.
Well, that was interesting. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Jason.
No, I honestly just thought of something. I just want to thank all the new people for listening.
Thank you, people.
I know
all three of you.
You know, promote the show, and I know we have a few people listening, like my friend Victor.
Hi, Victor.
And a few other people that I've been, you know, trying to get the show up and, you know, trying to promote it and get more people to listen. Like my friend Kat is also listening, and I know she's been spreading the word.
Wow, Jason, you're so relatable.
Yeah, so I try to be.
Well, we don't really do much to promote this show. We don't do enough. We don't do anything really. So the fact that we have anybody listening is amazing. So I'm just glad.
Please don't scare them off.
Exactly.
But if you want to find out more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can go to speaker.com, look for gayxyz there. You can go to what Christian's website, which is
christianalexanderfashion.com, for all things sassy and classy.
And Jason,
you can go find me on Twitter. It is Jason B Like. It's Jason_BBE_like.
And I'm Donovan. You can find me at offlimitshow.com, and you can also go to iHeartRadio and listen to me there, or on iTunes, or on Spreaker.com. So I hope to see you there, wherever you want to listen to me from. I'll be back. We'll all be back next week. And by the way, next week we may come on a little earlier. I hope if that's possible, because I have to get up for a flight on Wednesday morning to go to Atlanta at 5 a.m. So
to see Madonna.
So I'll be playing Madonna that day for the intro song, of course. And so on that Tuesday, I mean. So we'll probably have the show a little earlier if that's okay with you guys. And if it's not, that's too bad, because we need to do it because I can't get up too late. Go to bed too late. So be back next week. We will see you all soon. Thanks for listening, and we love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.